When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming! Your cold is coming!
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
Opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through.
Well, hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio. Here's something fun to know. Saturn has 146 moons in its orbit. We just make a big deal out of one. But the planet's moons help shape and contribute material to Saturn's rings. They also collect material from Saturn's rings and magnetosphere. Imagine looking up saying, 146 moons. You'd never get tired looking at the moon down and over in Saturn. But we don't have to worry about that. We have a special guest in studio today who's got something very important for you today. Richard Durwald, one of my best friends, is back, senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're feeling good?
I do.
Good.
I really do.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. And as always, you come bearing good information for our listeners today.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think so. They've learned a little bit over the last 70 years.
Well, you know, it's also, we've been through a bout of some very warm weather, and I found that my eating patterns are changing because I don't like as much heavy food. And I noticed that even as far as the pyramid and what we're supposed to be eating, that's changed too.
Oh my God, so much has changed. You can't just, well, eat a healthy diet. Well, what is a healthy diet?
Right.
Actually, in 1977, they came up with the idea fat. Animal fat was the whole reason. And everybody stopped eating. They stopped eating eggs. They stopped eating steak. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That was wrong. And ironically, the exact reverse happened to our population. That was when the obesity epidemic started.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling no fat items, but they were loaded with sugar.
Yes, and carbs.
And
yes.
You know something? I mean, if you can't trust the people who are putting this out, who can you trust?
That's so true. That's true. You think they'd know, right?
Well, they better know. That's their job, I mean, to tell us what's the right thing to do. And they were wrong. They were dead wrong. And you know the unfortunate part? I'm still out. I'm in the senior center. A lot of people don't even know that yet because when they announce these things, they're in headlines.
Mm-hmm, right.
And when they retract them,
right,
you don't see it anywhere.
No. No, remember, I mean, we can remember an age where eggs were bad for you, coffee was bad for you, fat was bad for you.
Absolutely.
I mean, just keep, go down the list, you know?
Absolutely. And I know.
And smoking was good for you back in the
that's
day, right?
Right? It's really invoked a tragedy.
It has.
In our
it has.
Lives, it really has.
Because you know what happens, then people don't trust the government,
and
right?
After a while, you just become a skeptic.
Exactly.
And you do what you want to do.
Right.
Which, in some cases, is not good.
Right, right.
I mean, but the people who we really trust are the ones that we should be able to trust.
I agree.
And some of the things that we might call traditional medicine,
mm-hmm,
were refuted by people in the alternative field, many of whom are not don't have a Harvard medical degree.
Right.
And they were right.
They were right. Sure. Look at how much of alternative medicine is practiced today. Absolutely.
Yes.
It was poo-pooed back in the day.
When I was growing up, you know, and I said this to you before, and for any new listeners, I'll just say this, is when I started lifting weights, I was 13 years old. No doctors at that time. They said it would enlarge your heart. In my lifetime, Linda.
Yeah.
I'm not 200 years old.
And you can remember that. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In my lifetime, don't lift weights.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, places like Independent Health, who's an insurance mm-hmm. company, they're sponsoring all these different programs. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And my mother says, I was right. The doctor told you shouldn't be lifting weights. He asked her, what does he want to do, join a circus?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
It's horrifying.
Yes, it is. But nonetheless, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
It is true.
So tell me what you've learned now different from what we now know.
I couldn't help but learn it because I've been through it all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were a kid, you had to learn the food pyramid.
Yes.
Is that not right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And you learned every element of it. And on a health exam, you had to draw the little triangle and put the various components mm-hmm. in. All of a sudden, they said, this isn't right.
I know.
In fact, one of the leading nutritionists said, that is the perfect recipe for diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were following that.
Yeah,
we were
sure.
And then they says, well, wait a minute. How about exercise? And how about movement? Doesn't that play in? So they revised it. They revised all the components, and he had a little man running up the side to include exercise.
Ah.
That sounded like a really good idea, but that was wrong. Unfortunately, that was wrong. So they kind of threw their hands up in the air and drew a picture of a plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no allowance here for these previous ones for gender, for age, for size. We don't eat. I don't eat the same as age 89.
That's true. Not
that
everybody.
I did when I was 19.
That's right. That can't be appropriate for everybody.
Absolutely
right.
Not. And we're still in a state of change. In fact, they've pretty much pulled back on what we should be eating. For example, how many people now are taking vitamin B12? Mm. They're taking shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't get shots when you were 40. Why? Because your body could absorb it then, and we can't absorb it now.
Mm.
And that is the whole issue about everything. Everything has to do with gender, with size, with weight. There's so many things that come in. You can't put down one size fits all.
No.
And that's what the food pyramid tried to do.
Well, interesting, Rich. So what do we do?
We have to be educated ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know who we are. Just to repeat myself, one size doesn't fit all. What could be good for you could be poison for me. A lot of people can die from eating peanuts.
Right.
Others are lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I can thrive on milk. I can drink a couple of gallons of milk a week. That could be because of my genetic background.
Right.
I don't know. But I do know that milk is good for me.
Yeah.
But it's not good for everybody.
Right.
And we have to be to a certain extent, we have to be our own doctors.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
And that's why it becomes so important. All these things combined together, nutrition, exercise. A lot of people who are running shouldn't be running because they're not built to run.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We are built for certain things. You know, in China, what they do is they take a young child and they measure their arms, the circumference of their head, and they can determine who the good gymnast will be.
Really?
Just by balance, yes. Some people could never do gymnastics in a million years.
Right.
And others could, they just fall to it like a duck to water.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, we have to know ourselves. It's critical that we know ourselves.
Wow. So, you know, so basically, we have to, like you say, in a way, be our own doctors.
Yes.
Feel what's right for us.
Yes.
And that's like a lot of people will say, they keep telling me to have breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a breakfast eater. And no matter how many times they tell me, it's not for me. I can get along with very little in the morning. And then maybe my bigger meal would be lunch or an early dinner.
Yes.
And then taper off after that. You're right. I think not one size doesn't fit all.
If
and you
don't like
have
it, then
to,
don't do it.
Right, then don't do it.
Because your body is telling you, stop doing this.
Right, because now I'm adding even more calories in the morning.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. You're absolutely right. Right,
and it doesn't, it's just not, you know what I mean? It's like I'm waking up my system too soon with digestion.
Yes.
And now it's calling for more food.
Yep.
But I do agree with, I have found that certainly eating more protein, if I'm going to eat more protein early in the day, is better for me because it makes my internal engine run longer than a quick carbo, which is a quick sugar rush like cereal. Then in 2 hours, I'm hungry again. So
should we tell the people out there that we do not rehearse this?
No. Well, because you know, you're right.
I bought the first.
That's why I said you're my best friend on the air.
I bought the first protein powder ever sold commercially from a guy named Irwin Johnson in Chicago. And that was all picked up. Walk into the major stores now, like Wegmans and Tops.
Right.
What are you looking at?
It's a whole aisle.
It's protein.
Yeah.
However, the same doctor who was, by the way, a good doctor. Mm-hmm. He was a good doctor, but he learned certain things, and we all go along with what we've learned.
Right.
It's going to ruin his kidneys.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin his kidneys. You can't take that kind of protein. And as you get older, you need more and more and more.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
At this age, and find out what's good for you.
Unless it's telling you eat a lot of Pop-Tarts and everything. Don't do that.
No.
But we instinctively should know.
Yeah.
I think nature has provided us with this ability.
Right.
So don't you eat breakfast anymore.
If something feels like it's absolutely wrong for you, don't do it.
Exactly.
It's not. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And Richard, this is why you're looking as good as you are at this age. It's true.
39, not bad.
That's right. I mean, you're listening to what's working in your body. And luckily for us, that's what you're telling the folks over at all the Erie County senior citizens.
It is.
Areas is that we have to move more. Yes. Feel your body.
Yes.
Feel what your body needs. Feel how tune into how you're feeling.
Right.
What can you do for
and
yourself?
Keep those. Talking to you is like talking to the most positive person in the world. But keep those feelings positive.
Yeah.
It's so easy to let something else sneak in
You're
there.
Right. You're right, Richard. You're right.
And it all combines to good health.
Right.
Yes.
I totally agree. You know, think about all your blessings in the morning.
Absolutely.
Think about all the things you have
right.
before we start going on the train of what we don't have and how rotten everything is.
Exactly.
And then your day will be rotten. But think about your
life,
blessings.
And if those days are in a row, your life will be rotten.
I agree.
Stop thinking about past transgressions.
You know, my sister tells me even in the Bible, bitterness will eat you up from the bones on out.
Yes.
So let's make sure we're not doing that. And that's why we love Richard, because he's a font of positivity and really making us think about our life and what we're ingesting and how we're living our life so we can live our best life. That's what it's all about. You're going to find Richard Durwald. He's a senior consultant over at the Erie County Senior Services. He visits a lot of the senior citizen centers, and we just love having him on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Senior Radio time. Linda Pellegrino with you. I hope you're having a really fantastic month. Month of November is awesome. We're almost, we're thinking about Thanksgiving. A lot of us have started our holiday shopping. I do that as soon as I see the first leaf turn. It's like, oh, okay, let's go. So I love this time of year, and I hope you do too. We want to remind you, though, very, very important that it's also, if you're 65 plus, open enrollment season for Medicare. Do you know what you're doing for the next year? Are you really happy with your plan? You might be, but do you know that there's some new things that you need to know about, all right? When was the last time you had an expert really look at your plan? I hope you just didn't adopt one after you retired and just said, oh, we're going with this, because there's so much on the line for you to understand. There is a group that will work for you absolutely free of charge to come on in and help you make the right decision when it comes to a plan. You know, it's a plan you may not even have heard of today. They represent so many. They can show you ones if you travel out of town, if you're a veteran. There's a lot of plans, more so than just the ones that get advertised in Western New York. Clarity Group is here to educate you and to help you with that decision. Brian Wirth is in studio. Lisa Giancarlo, one of their VPs, is in studio. Busy, busy at this time of year, folks. But it's great to have you here. It's great when I hear that my friends are calling Clarity Group and then leaving saying, I didn't know that. This was so great. I got to talk about what it is you do, Brian. You can explain it to us, the company model, so to speak, and that it is absolutely free of charge to people who use your services. So good morning and nice to have you back.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate it. And so, you know, you're talking about a little bit of the chill in the air. Let's take some of the chill out of, the AEP here. So some people might still be on the fence as what they're going to do.
Right.
Moving into January 1st. Number one, this is the year that you need to take a look with an agent locally here in the market and take a look at your plan, because there's a lot of changes that have been dictated from the federal government and that carriers have to follow, which can ultimately really impact that member. So what is it that Clarity Group does, and what do we do special, right? What can you expect? Well, number one, when we ask you to call in to our 716-393-3437, what happens is you'll get our office manager, who is amazing and talented. Her name is Donna. Donna will ask you, you know, where it is that you reside. Are you working with one of our agents already? And then if that's the case, be passed off to that agent who's been helping you. If you are not, she'll ask you again where you're residing and then try and put you in a location that is most convenient to you, right? So you're looking at that. And then so when you come in, nice, comfortable atmosphere, private health information is being shared. We'd like to make sure that, you know, we get you in a nice, comfortable situation to where we can talk about your needs individually. When we talk about some of the fears people have, you know, they say, wait, no cost. That doesn't make any sense. It's too good to be true, right? But what folks have to understand is that, yes, we do get paid by the carriers to enroll people into a plan. But the nice part about that, and us not having a horse in that race, if you will, is the fact that we get paid the same no matter which Medicare Advantage plan we might put them in.
Right.
So we don't necessarily have anything vested into, oh, we need to put you over here or we need to put you over there. We find the plan that fits you, your needs, okay, and then we take everything into account and we recommend the best plan for them based off of, you know, what's advantageous for them on the plan.
And as we know, Lisa, that could change drastically. As we're seniors, you might get a diagnosis, all of a sudden you're told about, well, now you may have injured yourself, now I have to go for therapy, and I have to do this, things that you didn't have last year. You got to bring all that up, because that may in fact change your decision on what you need to do.
Absolutely. So when we're looking at things, and to point out one big thing is pharmacy, the benefits on your drugs are changing this year. It is very important to do a cost analysis on your meds this year. You know, plans in the past may have been a zero cost to you for those meds. They may not be this year. What they call is the drug formulary. Every company has their own drug formulary. And the government sends down a standard listing of all the medicines that is required to be covered, so many drugs in each category per se. Once that's satisfied, it's kind of a free-for-all for the companies then, okay? So what I do is, and what we all do at Clarity Group, of course, is we do that cost analysis of the meds. We punch them into our system. We see how they come out. We see what plans come out at a most convenient price for you, but then we go and look at the doctors, the hospitals, and all that. But it's very, very important. It's very important to take a look at that this year, because the $2,000 out-of-pocket max that's changing from the $8,000 out-of-pocket max last year, it works a lot different this year, because they're sort of giving you that bulk on the beginning end of the year instead of the back end of the year. So it can really work differently this year. And I think it's just very important for people to take a look at their plan, not only their plan, but get a cost analysis from Clarity Group on your medicines this year. It's extremely important if you're on any brand names, if you're on, a lot of generic medications that could have went to a different tier this year. Things are definitely upsetting the apple cart this year, and that's what Clarity Group is here on board, ready to help you every day. You can stop into one of our offices. You can call us at 716-393-3437 and ask for an appointment.
Get Donna.
Yep,
right?
You'll get
right.
Donna. But you can walk in. We always have people available to take walk-ins. And if you don't mind waiting, if someone's with someone, if you don't mind waiting, you know, a few minutes, that's fine and dandy too. So, but we are available. We have 5 locations throughout Western New York. You can also access our website at www.claritygroupny.com. All of our offices are available there too. But we do have those 5 initial offices: Transit Road in Depew, McKinley Mall, our new office at 3401 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. We have our Center Road office at 404 Center Road, and our Genesee County one in Batavia at 216 East.
Right, and it's not like you have one agent in each office.
No, we have several.
Yeah, we have a lot. I mean, they're waiting for you to come in. It's wonderful.
Yes.
You're going to see somebody.
It's a very exciting time of year for Clarity Group to really put our platform out there and have people realize what a wonderful experience it is working with one of our agents at Clarity Group. And, you know, we're here for you all year round. We never take a break. Okay, we may go on vacation, but we take our laptops with us.
Yes.
But I like to tell people that, you know, maybe we're not wearing the same color shirt when you come in to see us, but you're getting the same person every time.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
You have an agent that's dedicated to
you. That's right.
Exactly.
I know
you're
this for a fact. Clarity Group, I have really depended on you when it comes to our Medicare, and I'm telling you, it's an incredible situation to go in, and for us, the client, not to pay any money, but to know you're going to save money. You're saving people money that you might really just completely overlook by not wanting. People don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of Medicare. They don't want to know. Okay, so it's like, just give me something.
Yeah.
But that could cost you big, big, big money.
You got to, you know, people are really hearing right now in the thick of the AEP. What are we hearing? We're hearing that the donut hole, as Lisa was alluding to, is going away. But the problem with that is, if we don't take that really solid look at what medications you're taking, quite frankly, the donut hole is actually put up front with the $2,000 max cap. And that can be fully explained to each person as they come in. That is the absolute necessity of why we say you must come in and meet with somebody at Clarity Group so we can assess the situation.
And I want people to, once again, not get frightened by these 1-800 call numbers, because they're going to tell you things that you're going to say, oh my God, I'm going to lose this? Oh, I don't know about dental. What is this? What's going on? That's not a reason to call a 1-800 number, all right? Clarity Group is here. They're local. They know your doctors. They know your pharmacies. They know the hospitals that you want. They know the situation okay, you get diagnosed with cancer. What do you think you want to do here? Let's make a decision on that. Maybe you've had a health change. That's what Clarity Group is so great at, because they're here. And now during open enrollment, which happens every year at this time right now, they can help you make that new decision for the new year. Call them now, 716-393-3437. Say, Donna, it's me. I'm listening to Clarity Group on Senior Radio Buffalo, and I got a call because I want to make the right decision for myself in the new year. And again, yes, they are here, and they're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. An Amherst man has been sentenced on a murder charge after intentionally setting a fire in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Keene says 50-year-old Daniel Martinez intentionally started fire back in 2020 inside of his girlfriend's apartment. Her mother, Maria Galaxa, was the only one in the apartment at the time. She was transported to ECMC, where she later passed away from her injuries. Martinez will serve 5 years in prison, followed by 5 years of post-release supervision. As part of Veterans Day weekend, the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park is hosting a charity drive for troops overseas. Paul Marzello with the park says he will be collecting food and snacks, as well as personal care items like deodorant, toothpaste, and dental floss.
All of those things can be dropped off at the Naval Park at any time during this weekend, and we'll make sure it gets in the hands of the Blue Star Mothers who distribute it to the troops.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hi again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We hope you're having a great weekend and you're doing all sorts of things that you want to do. And you know what? For a portion of our audience, you also might be a caregiver. you might be dealing with a loved one with dementia, and you might be even be doing it alone. Maybe you do have some family support. But we're going to be talking to a gentleman who really knows a lot about this. Damian Nesser is the author of Bloom Where You Are. And Damian was a teacher. He was a principal. He was a counselor. And basically got the call from the family who said, you might be the very best one to come back home and deal with mom. Because mom, there's something going on with mom and we're not sure what it is. Damian answered that call and he lived with his mom for 2 years. Damian, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
So basically what your mom had, her mental capacities were starting to diminish and she was diagnosed with dementia. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was actually diagnosed with vascular dementia. There's four different types of dementia.
Okay, let's go over those seven types.
Well, there's four types, but mom's vascular dementia, we discovered that mom had vascular dementia after several texts, and that prompted me to actually move from Florida to Pittsburgh, New York, where I was raised.
And why would vascular dementia, spark a red flag with you, Damian? What had you heard about that?
I actually didn't know anything about vascular dementia. When my brothers and I were texting, I was still living in Florida. So we were all just being, our anxiety was flying out of our skin. We were worried about our mother. We wanted to make sure that mom was going to get taken care of. She was having a knee replacement. She was going through anxiety with that. She was staying at a nursing home that she was not happy with. So all these things were welling up in my heart, and that's what actually prompted me to make a decision of stepping up to the plate and moving home and being my mom's full-time caregiver.
Damian, up until this point, was your mom independent? Did she live alone?
She lived alone. She lived in the same house for 58 years before she passed, but she lived alone. My father had died 18 years prior. And she still drove the same car for 16 years, had 60,000 miles on. Can you imagine that? 60,000 miles after 16 years. And back and forth to Wegmans supermarket. And everybody knows Wegmans. That was her favorite store. And she lived alone, but she had to have a couple knee replacements and she needed a walker. And it was getting to the place where she was having trouble driving her car. That's when I knew I had to make a move.
Yeah, and your book, in your book, Bloom Where You Are, which, by the way, can be picked up through lifeisaclassroom.net. Okay, that's how you'll find Damian Nesser. You started to realize once you moved in that you were starting to see changes, and maybe you can tell us about that, what that was like for you.
Yeah, I mean, when I moved in, she probably was stage three dementia, stage four, getting to stage four, which your cognitive ability is starting to go. Your mobile aspect of life is starting to change where she couldn't just walk on her own. She was starting to lose confidence and she needed assistance. So when I moved back home, I became the general of the house and my brother Joe, who is the attorney, who's a judge, and he was the executor of her estate, and we were on the Medicaid program. So I moved home. I was getting paid by Medicaid. I had to reinvented my thought process of being a home health care aide by actually listening to four beautiful aides that we hired, that Joe and I hired, that had over 20 years of experience dealing with dementia. So I took notes and I followed their lead, and everything worked out. But yeah, the progression was, she needed me to help her to the bathroom, and then, it progressed from there. Like when I first moved back home, she could get to the bathroom by herself, use the bathroom by herself. So I would step out of the bathroom, mm-hmm. wait till she was done, and then, help her back down the hallway. She lived in a 2,200 square foot house. It was a ranch, and it was a long hallway that mm-hmm. she would have to go from the bathroom and her bedroom to the living room where she would spend most of the time.
You know, Damian, as we all age, the one thing we don't want to give up is our control. So when your mom was more lucid, how was she taking this new relationship between you and her?
Oh, no, it was a square and a round hole. It wasn't good. We had a lot of friction. She didn't trust me at first. I had to use, for those that don't know, I was in education for 28 years at that time as a dean, counselor, and classroom teacher. And I, you know, I'm very skilled with counseling, and I actually became my mom's counselor. And I used all the experience that I had to counsel my mother, to comfort my mother, to listen to my mother. She just wants to be listened to. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be listened to. And those who are listening and our audience listening, if you're a newbie at this, like I was, you know, taking care of your family member, mom, dad, grandparent, or if it's a grandchild, taking care of a grandparent, because that falls under that precipice too. You know, it's tough. It's not easy. The best advice I give anybody is just become a very good listener, and then just play off of, you know, mannerisms. Mom wasn't too thrilled that the youngest son was going to help her to the bathroom. That was tough.
You know, what's interesting too, Damien, not only, you know, you had given up your life, you really jumped into this with both feet, and everybody who's listening will commend you for that. You brought your pit bull, Bruno, and at the outset from your book, she wasn't crazy about that, but that relationship changed, didn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, chapter 4 of our book is Mom's Furry Angel. I got funny titles for each chapter. And so Bruno, I knew Mom's, like, the first year I was able to go to different events that I wanted to go to occasionally. I was there most of the time, but the last 6 months I stayed right by my mother. I didn't go anywhere. My personal life did not exist. Long story short, I knew Mom didn't have when we hit the last couple months, I knew Mom didn't have a lot of time left just because of Bruno's actions. What do you mean by that?
Really? He sensed it.
Well, Bruno on average, the first year would go from the couch when he'd stare at my mother and just sleep, you know, that was his spot, mm-hmm. on the couch, right across from my mother. He'd go back and forth to the fridge about 15 times a day. But when Mom hit stage 6 and we had a hospital bed and I was instructed what to do, I rearranged her whole living room. We rearranged the bathroom. We had bars put up so she could pull up, you know, on the bathroom and all that. But Bruno would only go back and forth to the refrigerator about 3 times a day. I knew, because he didn't want to leave my mother.
Oh.
And so that was my gauge of an animal's intrinsic ability to sense when a loved one is passing on.
You stayed with your mom until the very end, Damien. How would you say it changed your life?
Changed my whole entire life. Before my experience with my mom at 54, I have confidence, but I don't have the confidence that I have now. My confidence level, my anxiety doesn't exist as much. My confidence level boomed because, why would I say that my confidence level boomed after something like that? Because I cooked, I cleaned, I did the hiring, firing. I went on sleep deprivation. I got 5 hours of sleep for 3 straight months. I didn't want to include anybody, but then I realized if I don't include my brothers more, I'm going to go out of my mind and I'm going to lose my mind. A funny story, since we brought up Bruno recently, I was cooking for my mom. She wanted one of those famous egg rolls from Wegmans. So I put it in the microwave. It was 12 o'clock at night. She normally didn't eat that late, but she wanted an egg roll. So I'd lost a lot of sleep and I had been going on like 3 hours of sleep that night. And all of a sudden, I hear my mother talking to Bruno, and she's laughing. And I said to myself, self, if I hear Bruno answer back, I'm going to admit myself to the psych ward.
Amazing. Hey, Damien, your mom has since passed. And by the way, we're speaking with Damien Nesser, who's the author of Bloom Where You Are. And it's the story about his experience living with his mom after she was diagnosed with dementia. And you can find that book at lifeisaclassroom.net. Damien, what did you learn about your mom? Now, we all know that dementia is difficult and people change and they're not saying things that they would normally say if they didn't have it. But basically, when you think of your mom now, what do you think about? And what did this experience, other than, you know, physically being there, and luckily for you, you did have the help of your brothers. What did you learn about her?
Well, I didn't know a lot about my older brothers. She had 5 sons. She lost 2 babies, I think, after me, or either before me or after me. When I was born, you could hold me in the palm of your hand. Mm. Like, I was really small. I was born almost 2 months premature, born with cerebral palsy. And the doctors didn't think I was going to make it. And but I learned a lot about my brothers, Joe, Mark, and Paul, because they were 10 years, 9 years, and 7 years older than me. So when they were growing up as teenagers, I was a little kid, right? So she told me different experiences, and she told me about Italy. She was from, her family was from Gaeta, Italy. As a matter of fact, my brother Matt, who is 3 years older than me, the fourth son, is actually with his family right now in Gaeta, Italy, and they're visiting some of my mom's relatives that are still living, and it's pretty amazing.
That is.
We saw pictures the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
So I learned about her traditions. I learned about why mom was the way she was. She told me she wanted to be a doctor or a hairdresser. Well, why'd you pick being a hairdresser over a doctor? And she said, I chose being a hairdresser because that's what I want. That was the first profession I wanted to do, was be a hairdresser. She used to, my mother was very intelligent. She was able to read a book, pretty much a book every 1 or 2 days.
Wow. And of course she would tell you the hours were better. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
hey,
that's,
this is no Damien question. Nesser, everyone. He's got his PhD and he's the author of Bloom Where You Are. And it really talks a lot about his progression through his mother's progression with dementia. You'll learn a lot about it. And maybe you'll see yourself in that, too. You can find it at lifeisaclassroom.net. And we hope to have Damien on future shows just to learn more about this. Thank you, Damien. And everybody, please remember, you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention, all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now, buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
It's Linda again here from Senior Radio Buffalo. We want to thank all our really wonderful listeners. We're getting new listeners every week, and our listeners who have been with us for a while just love the show. And that's because we really try to bring you information that helps you at this time of life. Not a lot of other places have the information that we have here on Senior Radio. And I know what that frustration is like. We deserve the best. We have worked so hard. We finally finally gotten to retirement, which is like a reward for so much of us, so many of us. And we want to be able to travel now. We want to be able to do the things we want to do that we put off while we're raising kids and grandkids. We want to enjoy our life. You can do that if you're not in chronic pain. Some people are in chronic pain just because of their feet. You've been on your feet. You don't have bad feet. You have feet that have worked under you for so many, many years. And if we're not wearing the right footwear, those feet are going to talk to us, okay? And they're going to let you know. You don't have bad feet. You probably have bad shoes. So what we're going to talk about is how we can remedy that as we go into the holiday season and into the new year. If you haven't shopped at SAS Shoes for your unique feet, then believe me, you are doing yourself a disservice, because the big box stores cut shoes for people who are about 18 years old, all right? That's not us. Our feet need to be more respected than that. We need to spend a little bit more time on them with people who understand what we're talking about. Will you pay more? No, definitely not necessarily. And that's the good news too. We're talking about footwear at SAS Shoes at Main and Transit. Not orthopedic shoes, no. They're stylish shoes made well that can conform to your feet rather than your feet having to conform to the shoe. Now, here's even better news. November is the month of savings at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Buy one, get one. 50% off on all footwear. So hurry in before your favorite styles are gone. Now, Aaron Tolman is the owner there, and Aaron has an incredible staff. And Aaron, people are coming in already to take a look at the wonderful new styles and different brands of shoes that you carry. And you get more and more all the time.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Linda. And so far this month, the buy one, get one to 50% off sale has been going great. And people are really taking advantage of these savings before the holidays get here and getting some good quality footwear for the winter months coming ahead.
We want to let everybody know, you are also Route 5 Boots, which is behind you. Great shoes, working for professionals, wonderful shoes if you are, and shoes and boots, whether you want waterproof, maybe you're a hunter, it doesn't matter. You want short boots, tall boots for men and women, you're all there. The wonderful thing about SAS, on top of just the fine quality you're going to find, is that you have shoes and boots in stock with an incredible array of sizes and widths for people who might have a problem with that in the big box store.
That's right. You know, the big box store, they're going to carry the, size 7 to 9, maybe 7 to 10, but we're going to have the sizes on both ends of that, the smaller size as well as the bigger sizes, and then also the widths that you're not going to find anywhere else. So if you take a narrow width, even a wide, extra wide, or, triple E, 4E, 5E width, we've got those in stock, and just a much better selection, and can fit you in better quality footwear, and better for your feet.
And your staff really takes time with each and every client that comes in. When was the last time, audience, you were actually measured for a shoe? Normally you go into the big box store and you just hunt around until you find one that kind of fits, and then you don't have anybody helping you with the size. That's not the experience at SAS. In fact, we call it the SAS experience, which people leave smiling and most likely with more shoes than they thought they were going to buy on their way in. Right, Aaron?
That's right. Just tell you a little story. The other day, Ron was waiting on a gentleman and came in for a pair of work boots and hadn't been measured in a long time. He had been wearing size 11, mm-hmm. maybe 11 and a half. He walked out the door with a size 13.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was wondering why his feet were hurting.
Exactly. Yeah, folks, our feet change with our life. And luckily mm-hmm. they do, because we change as we get older. Why on earth do you want to wear a pair of shoes that were cut for someone who was 18? That's why you're not finding satisfaction in the big box stores. Not only that, but those shoes are all just glued together. You step in a puddle and that's pretty much it. Not SAS. The SAS shoes, folks, are made in America. They're made in Canada, and then they carry brands that are made in Europe. These are shoes that can literally be repaired if you start to wear them out, okay? When you look at that, that's an incredible buy for you. They can also manipulate the leather. You have a bunion, they can take care of that. You got plantar fasciitis, they can help you. They can take out the base of the shoe and put a slip in an orthotic for you. Aaron, the things that you can do literally make people smile thinking, I didn't know you could do that. But it's a well-made shoe, and well-made shoes, you can do that.
That's right. When you got a better quality shoe, you've got those advantages, and we can get the shoes to fit, you know, each foot. Because most of the time, your left and right feet, they're different sizes, mm-hmm. they're different widths. So, you know, the shoes aren't made that way. They're made both the same. So we can, like I said, manipulate the shoe and get that shoe to fit each customer's foot, where, you know, you're not going to get that in any other store where you don't get that attention to detail and customer service like you do here at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots.
Hey, Aaron, I read something once that shoes weren't even cut for left and right feet until like the 1800s. They would just cut them for like, you know, like you're both feet. You'd get the same shoe. And it wasn't until much later that they even didn't delineate between your left and right foot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's amazing. But at SAS, folks, you can have fun like that and talk about stories, but you're going to get some great shoes. These are great shoes that are repairable. They can take an insert, they can take an orthotic, they can take manipulation, and they can take repair. I mean, isn't that worth everything? In fact, you're going to get the right size, you're going to get the right width, and you're going to get a beautiful shoe. Let's talk about November as the month of savings for SAS shoes and Route 5 boots. B-O-G-O, BOGO, we call that buy one, get one, 50% off on all footwear. So you want to hurry in because those beautiful styles are going to be going fast. And they are beautiful shoes, Aaron.
That's right. Yeah. And then, you know, whether you want to mix up and get a winter boot, you know, maybe a sandal for next spring or sneakers and a boot, whatever it is, you can mix and match styles and brands and take advantage of that sale. And especially before the holidays, we did this sale last year, and it was a big hit. Never done it before, and we're coming back with it again this year because our customers have been asking, are you going to do the sale again? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the sale? And we are. So, you know, take advantage of these savings and stock up, like you said, whether it's for right now or get the pair for next spring and summer, whatever it is. But now this month, you can get that BOGO sale.
And I want to remind people, this could be the year that you never slip on black ice again. The Next Grip winter boots have the retractable ice cleat, and that's for sale now. And that's great for winter walking. They have a retractable cleat. You think you got some, you know, black ice coming up, just retract the cleat and then unretract it when you step out of the car, because sometimes that's where you're most likely to slip. They have those. They have the Kizik hands-free step-in shoes. So, folks, if it's buy one, get one during the month of November, you can get a pair of the hands-free step-in shoes. You can get the Next Grip winter boots. Pair those up with a great pair that you want to wear for Christmas, and you've got yourself a fantastic gift for yourself or for someone else before the holidays at SAS Shoes. Did I tell you where they are? You pass them all the time. They're right there on the corner at Main and Transit in Williamsville. And you've got wonderful people like Aaron Tallman waiting for you, Paul Grant, staff, incredible staff who really, really understand your foot and the shoe, and you're going to leave that shoe store smiling. Hey, Aaron, thanks so much. Remember, everybody, buy one, get one, 50% off on all footwear during the month of November at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, and quite another navigating the world of negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. Guidance from an agent who's a Realtor can make all the difference, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Do we really need another computer? One that's faster, more powerful? Not everyone does. But to reinvent music using a neural processor, work off the grid with all-day battery, or bring your vision to life with AI-powered Co-Creator, then a Copilot Plus PC can make a difference. A powerful AI computer's not for everyone. But if you're trying to change the world, even if just your own, we built one for you. Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs powered by Snapdragon. The fastest, most intelligent Windows PCs ever. Battery life varies with usage and settings.